You got it? That's it. Okay. Now we're good. Now you can hear me. All right. Well, I'm going to start out with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you just for the beautiful day, Lord, and the possibility of rain and the change in the seasons. And it's amazing, Lord, just to watch the way you work, the way you do things, and how we can see your hand in absolutely everything, Lord. Lord, take this day and this time, and we just dedicate it to you, and we pray that we do what you would have us to lead, you'd be leading us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I am a Gideon of your local chapter. I became a Gideon about 3.5 years ago, and the good Lord impressed it upon me that I need to be more involved. And I guess this morning what I would like to explain is what the Gideons are first. First off, we're an organization that partners with the church. And years ago, I don't know the exact dates, but back in the 19-teens and 1920s, there was some businessmen that was always seeing each other as they were going around doing their businesses as they traveled. And they got together one evening and got to talking about starting an organization. And as we know now, it's called the Gideons. So the Gideons are made up of businessmen and professionals that are suggested by the pastor of your church to become a part of the organization. So in other words, if you're interested in being a Gideon and passing out God's word, you have to go through your pastor and he has to make the recommendation, which I was blessed to have a pastor that did that for me. What we do is we put the Bibles, I'm sure you've seen in the hospitals, I'm sure you've seen them in the motels, and we still have the opportunity here in our community to pass them out at the schools. We have an amazing principal that makes sure that we're there. And let's see, we also go into the college, which right now we're not allowed inside the college, but because of our laws, we're able to pass them out on the sidewalk as they come out from class. Another thing we do is ever so often we're allowed into the jails. In the jail system, what we do is we bring them in and we're allowed to hand out a Bible to the people that are in the jail, which, as you well know, at some point they may never have seen a Bible. It's a great possibility, as well as in the school system. Let me share a passage with you. Let's see here. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things thereto I send it. In other words, every one of these Bibles that we hand out has a purpose. And it's not up to us to lead that person to Jesus. Jesus acts in their heart. And through this right here, they've got something in their hand. So that if they do have any questions, God's Word's right there with them. One of the really cool things about the Bibles that we hand out at the college is in the back, it's got the road to salvation. So instead of them having to look through the Bible, they've got the opportunity in the back to read the scripture, and it gives the scripture in the verse as you go along to lead them to Christ. So if they have any questions whenever we are handing them out, obviously we are allowed to give word of witness, which is my my calling, something that I try to do as often as I can. Sometimes the good Lord convicts me, and it's hard, but that's part of being a Christian. Right here is one of the Bibles that we give out to the hotels. And at the moment, we're trying to get into a hotel right now. I wish that y'all would be in prayer for us for that. It's not always a guarantee that we're allowed to put Bibles in hotels. So if y'all will be prayerful and mindful of that. Something else we do, and it looks like y'all've got a rack back there. We've got a rack system where we put in churches that you can go and donate Bibles. you can take a card and you can send it to a family that may have lost a loved one or somebody that's in a hotel. And when you donate to the Gideons, whether it be $5 or $10, these Bibles are $1.25 a piece. And then they send a letter to the family saying that you've donated 10 Bibles or 20 Bibles or whatever in that person's name. So, and that's a neat ministry that we do, because, you know, flowers fade, Bibles and God's Word is forever. one thing that we do also is all these Bibles that I've got up here today are recycled. We've got a gentleman that works in a thrift store that when the Bibles are donated back, he brings them back into the Gideon organization and we recycle the Bibles, which we get some pretty cool stories sometimes. Like this one right here is a prison Bible. And this one right here starts at Matthew 21. So that's kind of strange. Well, if you look real close, they're torn out. So I wonder, and you don't really know the history behind this, did he wear it out to that point, or she? Did they, you know, what has gone on with a prison Bible that they may have wore it down? And there's several other things missing throughout the, you know, this may have been the only thing they had to read at some point. And then there's a receipt in here, that talks about a Brandon Brown. Okay, who is Brandon Brown? We don't know. But now that we've recycled this and we found this information, the Gideons, we meet every Saturday morning and we pray for your church and we pray for whatever comes up, which is a part of our organization. So we've been praying for Mr. Brown because we don't know where he is in his walk for Christ. We are totally supported by you and other churches, and that's where we are able to get the funds to pass out these Bibles. And I want to thank you for that opportunity. So, thanks.